Blog Talk Radio.
Allison, Frodo, Chris, Janet, Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda, and Heather.
Uncensored and original, Rant Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
It's time to get retro today. Of course, you know me.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is AMC Press, and obviously I'm Toku. You know that voice that was just chimed in, Miss Allison, our benevolent leader. We've also got Miss Shirley in the corner, but she's about to step into the light because we're not going to
yeah.
let her stay in the corner. And we've got Lala in the call, Miss LaShawna.
Hello.
And we've got the magicians showing up late as usual.
Well, I'm sorry. Skype is a little slow with me tonight. I know you're giving me shit.
It's fine.
I know I'm...
It's all right. And we're waiting for our other person who, I turned his Pokemon into scraps.
And a Pokemon into dust, y'all.
That was...
second time I used the level 22.
Johnny said I was in the wrong show. Trust me, Johnny, we've all been, I think some of us have been in the
wrong show.
Hey,
I got
once.
Into an X-rated show one time.
So did I.
And guess what? The host asked me a question, and I was too embarrassed to say anything. I hauled ass.
I'm kind of curious about those adult shows. I want to find one just to sate my curiosity.
For Shigs and Giggles?
For Gits and Shiggles.
Well,
we're
a bit late for that.
There's Johnny.
Yeah.
Yo, Johnny.
But I'm before we start, I'm going to give everyone a sample of what we mean by retro by playing something that literally had Shirley in a panic at the end of the very beginning of the show. Like, literally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was panicking.
What'd I miss?
Here it is.
Oh,
yeah!
Darkwing Duck.
Yup.
Let's get dangerous.
Yeah, I caught that. I heard that echo, too. Who has the show playing?
Not me.
Not me.
Johnny.
It is not me.
What was Darkwing Duck's real name?
Oh, God, I don't even remember that shit.
Drake Mallard.
Yep.
Makes sense.
But, yeah. Literally, before we went live on the show tonight, like less than 30 seconds before the show went live, she finished uploading that song to our switchboard, and she was just in a complete and utter panic for like 5 minutes before the show came on.
It's like, I gotta find this fast on YouTube. Then I gotta get it on Keepin. Then I gotta download it with Snip MP3.
So, yeah.
Like, thank God they invented those three things.
You don't have to download it to both. If you just need the MP3, you could just use Snippet. Unless you'd want to use the video, too.
No, I didn't use the video.
I know, but I have done it with a lot of songs. If you just want the song part of a video, you can use Snippet. If you just want an audio part.
Yeah. What the heck is that?
I have no idea.
What? And to continue our 90s retro look, we got to go to one of the classics of that era. One of the ones that everyone, when you think about 90s and you think about pushing the envelope, this has to be one of the big songs, one of the big shows you think about. I think Shirley knows exactly where I'm going.
I believe it's this one.
Yeah, too bad. It's
oh, God.
I barely hear it.
There we go.
Thank you.
Why am I hearing feedback?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Okay, you got two different people playing the theme, I think.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Hey, my computer's muted.
They're here.
I'm not even in that other room.
Yeah, I know my player is not on.
Voila!
Don't look at me, because I'm not on the computer.
Okay.
I'm in my room and on my phone.
Sounds like, Walk's having some
glitches. Come on, House.
Oh, yeah. I was in some other random show just now.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, when you think about it, these are shows from most of our childhoods that are just any time. Any time we've heard about it. You know? It's just insane. Every time we've heard these songs, we think, oh my God. Another good one that I can think of off the top of my head is Ren and Stimpy. Too bad we didn't have time to get that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. MTV used to run that show ragged.
I didn't think it was MTV. I thought it was, I remember seeing Ren and Stimpy on Nickelodeon.
It's sort of MTV, but they had some of the more raunchier episodes on MTV.
Yeah.
They had some raunchier episodes that were not meant for Nickelodeon. They aired on MTV. So
yep.
I know. So that is absolutely correct.
Yep.
Actually, there's one that people won't remember. I remember it only because, well, I'm a Sentai fanatic and I've studied up on these. But Dynaman.
I actually remember seeing something like that. I was living in Ohio.
It's kind
for
of like
a year and a half, and it was like the precursor to Power Rangers a little bit.
Yep.
No, okay. Hey, Toku. Did Dynaman come out before or after Ultraman?
I think it was after.
Around the same time, but it was after. It was after, but around the same time frame, if that makes sense. And both shows were based on Japanese tokusatsu, where Ultraman was based on, well, Ultraman. And Dynaman was based on, well, Zangeki Sentai Dynaman. Or, no, it wasn't Zangeki, but meh. Who cares? It's Dynaman.
Yeah, because I remember they had the wacky watches. I remember one of them said like 10 o'clock yesterday in Los Angeles or something like that. That was so funny.
Oh, guys, I found something.
What'd you
find? Oh, yeah.
Gonna load right now.
Okay.
Maybe we remember dinosaurs?
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
Allison was trying to remind me of this show before we went on the air.
What is it now?
Dinosaur.
That's not one I don't remember.
Oh, Shirley, you don't remember this.
Not the mommy, the little baby dinosaur.
The mom is
dinosaurs. Okay, I do remember this. Never mind.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Let's cut that for now because there's another one I think everyone wants to remember, also from the 90s, but it's based on a show from the 80s. It's actually a spinoff of an 80s show.
It is?
Family Matters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Did I do that?
Steve Urkel.
Oh, my mom could not stand Urkel.
Danny Cheese.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And there's one other person that my mom dislikes even worse than Urkel.
Oh.
And that's the, Fran Drescher's nanny.
Oh,
that high-pitched nasal twang of hers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the nanny. I love the theme.
Uh-oh. We have someone trying to be an imitator here, you guys. Watch out. She's going to start imitating everything.
Uh-oh.
Start calling her imitator.
I'm almost surprised she hasn't thought of trying to do Scrooge.
Scrooge? You mean Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jennifer, I'm going to hurt you for that one.
Uh-oh.
Mainly she knew that I could do a Scrooge McDuck impersonation because I did a daggone fan-dub of DuckTales' Treasure of the Lost Lamp.
Oh.
She's not in the chat room.
Yeah, but I'm going to hurt her for that one. I knew she was about to say something. Doesn't everyone have to remind me? I cannot work, Mrs. Featherby. I'm going home. But what about your lunch? Sell it! Okay,
yeah,
that was the worst Scrooge McDuck impression ever, but sue me, okay?
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. Oh, Skiff. We're having fun tonight.
Dangerous.
We've been so serious last few nights. We're like, screw it, man. Let's have some fun tonight.
AI.
Oh, it's cold.
Well,
yeah,
I know there's
okay.
One.
So we can kind of call Price is Right retro, except for one problem.
Okay.
It's still on.
It's still going.
Yep.
Nope.
Because
mainly still on the air, even though
yep.
Jim Carrey's the host now.
Yep, and Barb Parker retired.
Bob Barker retired.
I know there's one show that everybody remember, even though they're bringing it back. Love Boat.
They're bringing Love Boat back?
What?
Yep.
The Pacific Princess is not going to be the same. They scuttled that boat.
Yeah, just want to let you know, Love Boat is back, and it's on MeTV with Gilligan's Island.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that had me scared for a minute. It's like, they're remaking the Love Boat?
Oh, yeah, that mainly the modern classic of the Love Boat, it sucked. I'm sorry. It didn't last long.
Yeah, I do remember there was a remake of the Love Boat. It's like, screw it.
It didn't last long. That's why it got canned.
Yeah.
Another failed reboot, Knight Rider.
Oh, God,
yes,
don't
I
even.
I remember that reboot.
I had a crush on the Hoff. I had a crush on the Hoff, but the car
well, now
was...
Now that you're mentioning reboots, Johnny, I just got to go out there and say it. You brought up a very, very, Very fucking good show.
Speaking of reboot.
Exactly. Reboot.
Yeah, reboot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I remember reboot.
Yeah, now, they're making a new one for in Canada, but they're not gonna have it for the U.S. viewers. It's like, you're kidding.
Man, if you wanna watch reboot, watch it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: for those that don't know how great reboot was, go watch a couple episodes. Ah, shut up about the fucking movie reboot of fucking Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Oh man, the cartoon Inspector Gadget was the shit.
Yep.
And it's still playing on a channel called This every morning at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Yes, but I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, okay, there's CG done right and there's CG done wrong, and we've mentioned in a matter of less than a minute. Two examples on either end of the spectrum. CG gone wrong, fucking Inspector Gadget movie with Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick, right.
Oh, awful CG. The CG in that looked so incredibly awful.
If you want decent CG, find a copy of the new Captain Scarlet.
Yeah. Oh, God.
CG was decent.
Oh, God.
You want decent CG from an older show, go to reboot.
Reboot was fantastic at the time because it was on like what, the late 90s, and it was just starting out. That CGI was literally just starting up. That was terrific.
Here's the kicker:
Inspector Gadget TV series
reboot was actually built on Linux computers in on i486 processors. So,
right.
You know, it was old school shit, but Blender was just starting up, and that's what they used to create the models.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't care what anyone says. The reboot show that was 5-6 years newer, older than the Inspector Gadget movie, had far better visuals than Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah. Far and away.
And that live-action movie, forget it.
Right.
It was crap.
And then they made a sequel of it.
Yeah. With, what was that guy's name? French Stewart doing Inspector Gadget?
Oh.
It's like, oh my God.
Well, mainly, guys, I'm going to take you back. It's another classic, but nobody will never remember this. It used to be on the old Disney Channel before they switched it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a show called Under the Umbrella Tree.
Oh, wow.
It sounds familiar. It actually sounds familiar.
Because it has that girl that plays Holly, Jacob, Marley, Molly, and Iggy. Iggy was a little iguana.
Okay, it actually sounds familiar. I think it was one of those it was one of those educational shows before Disney went all out, right?
Yeah, and plus it was another show from Disney. Welcome to Pooh Corner and Dumbo Circus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that, I have to be honest, I grew up on those shows.
I see nothing wrong with that.
There is an older show that I love, and we actually have the theme to if Blog Talk will cooperate. But of course, for me, I'm going to have to drop the volume a little bit because I know this theme. And this is an old sitcom. Well, sitcom is kind of hard to say. It's a drama, but it had some comedy to it. It was really good, and it's
no, it's not.
Yeah.
Informant reports toxic chemicals are stored in tanker. Use caution. of EKG. 10-4, transmitting EKG. We're sending you a strip. Vitals to follow. Pulse is 160. The victim is in extreme pain, Rampart. Rampart, we have lost the victim.
For those that don't know what that was,
I don't know.
There was, it was an old, like, what was it, 70s, Shirley?
70s, yes.
It lasted a few seasons, too.
Yeah, it lasted, I think, 6 or 7, I believe.
7 seasons, 7. I think.
That's a good one.
Hey, who had a crush on
it
who?
It was called Emergency. Oh, my God. I used to watch that show with my grandpa.
Toku, need I remind you, they're bringing it back on MeTV.
They already have.
They already
have. I got another one that MeTV is showing that I like really well. Dragnet.
Retro.
Dragnet and Adam 12.
That's retro.
Emergency Dragnet, Adam 12 are my three favorites on MeTV.
Yeah.
What do you mean bringing it back, La? They are. They've been playing it for a while.
Yeah. And I was like that. I was like that emergency theme more than the original one they had, because like you can literally hear them in action, and it was so amazing. Like you can see literally what life is like, you know, on Dragnet for the detectives, on Adam 12 for the police officers, on Emergency for the paramedics.
Right. Let Ellison get on what she needs to
and
say.
I'll tell you a little bit of emergency trivia.
I know
that
myself.
Show
I'm
was
so
responsible for the L.A. County Fire Department starting their paramedic program.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Allison get a word in.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
I myself loved watching your... I still watch Skynet and Adam 12 with my dad. And there's times where both me and him are like, okay, we'll watch it before dinner or... whenever it's on, because we watch on MeTV, and when it ran on our local affiliate that was running it, ABC affiliate, they ended up buying some of TM Turner movie classic stuff, right? So they have their own like classic shows on there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I can't...
Another great show from the old school era that I watch and I still watch very religiously, Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
I'm a Trekkie.
So am I.
I'm more of a Trekker than a Trekkie.
You used to watch The Next Generation when I was young.
So did I.
Mm-hmm.
So did I.
Okay, who has a favorite episode?
My favorite episode.
In the original series, since we're going retro.
I dream
I'll let
of
Toku
a donut.
Go first.
You what?
I dream of a donut.
Yeah.
The episode where they go that.
Favorites. Actually, I had two favorites.
The
go
one
ahead.
I'm talking about is the one they go to that planet and they meet up with Apollo.
Was that the one? Yeah, the Greek god. Yeah. One of my favorite ones was A Piece of the Action, where they went to this planet. And they had to be gangsters, 1930s style gangsters.
I remember that episode.
That had a hell of a
time.
That
was the one with Joan Collins in it, right? Was that the one with Joan Collins in it?
No,
I know Joan Collins was in the original series. I can't remember which episode.
Yeah, Joan Collins wasn't in that episode.
Oh, okay.
She played the one where McCoy, he gets injected with a drug that drives him insane. They go through a time portal, and Kirk and Spock follow him back to this, I forget what time it was and what city, but in order for
World
history
War
to... What?
Oh, yeah, that's it. World War II, that's it. She had to die,
anyway,
I believe, right?
They had to let Joan Collins' character die in order to set time straight.
Yeah.
because if they would have saved
yeah,
me,
yeah, that was one of the Guardian. That was
yeah.
one of the Guardian of Forever episodes.
Yeah,
yeah. We remember Stinky in the brain.
That.
Oh yeah.
Well, I got one, but it's only from TNG.
That's okay.
I got one episode that I remember. It's when Data and he was escorting the ambassador, and the ambassador was the old version of Dr. McCoy.
That's Encounter at Farpoint.
Yeah, because mainly my favorite quote of all, and I always say it, McCoy looks at Data, he's like, I don't see no points on your ears, boy, but you sound like a Vulcan. No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an android. Almost as bad. I love Encounter at Farpoint because
yeah.
I love how the Enterprise was. That Enterprise was badass. I don't care what no one say. I'll take the Enterprise movie version of Enterprise and Enterprise TNG Enterprise because I love
sorry,
both of them.
Sorry, but my favorite ship of all Star Treks is either A, the Defiant class from DS9, or B, the Sovereign class from the TNG movies.
But oh my gosh, I got a retro TV show for you guys.
Yeah.
It used to air on Channel 4, Family Ties.
Yep, NBC. Michael T. Fox's big breakout series right there for him.
Yeah. And now he's back on TV speaking of Michael
D. Yep. Yeah, he's got the Michael J. Fox show again.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one, and I'm going to try to do the kind of da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, God. I can't sing worth a hill of beans. The Facts of Life.
Yo, yeah.
I remember the Price is Right.
Facts of Life.
No, Facts of Life.
Oh, the Facts of Life. They still air that show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On TV. No, the Hub.
Every night at 11 o'clock, almost to midnight. But, man,
Family Ties. Michael Felix said Family Ties is getting a complete series DVD next month.
Oh, I'm going to get it. Oh, I'm going to see that.
Hey,
that's
I got a question.
Cool.
Would Battlestar Galactica count as retro?
Yes.
Even though it didn't last very long.
Yeah, I like the
original
version. But there was just one slight problem I had with that series.
Mm.
I liked the beginning episodes. But once the episodes went for comedy, I started losing interest.
Right. Mainly it was serious and then it went all the way to comedy.
And keep this in mind. At the time, it was the most expensive TV series ever done.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I have got a trivia question for you guys. What do Emergency and Battlestar Galactica have in common?
Ooh.
Kevin Ty?
Mm-mm. Yeah. But you're on the right track, Shirley.
Mantooth?
Yes. Randolph Mantooth was in an episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Ah.
Oh, man. There's another retro show I got for you guys.
Go for it.
It used to be on ABC. No, it used to be on NBC, then it got switched to ABC. It was a long 80s miniseries. It's a show that's called V.
Yes! Sure,
because
right,
mainly
I'm going to give you
a trivia question. He was in all the Nightmare movies, but he was also in V.
Oh, Robert Englund.
Yes.
I remember that now. You know, I'll never forget this. I bought the V original miniseries, the Final Battle miniseries, and the TV series for all three for $30 at Walmart. Okay, now
Shirley,
now here's the fun part. I took the TV series DVD to Dragon Con in 2010. All right, I had Mark Singer sign it. He signed it in three places and only charged me the $30. I then figured it'd be $30 per autograph. No, he charged me $30 for all three.
So it was $10 an autograph.
Yeah.
Because I think he was kind of surprised he could see that, but I never did tell him I bought it for $10.
Well, Shirley, I got a story to tell you.
Shoot.
He was at Shore Leave back in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend invited me. I didn't know who he was until I reached his table. And I was looking at his pictures because I remembered him in Beastmaster.
Right.
Because I looked at his picture and he kept looking at me weird. He's like, you see anything familiar? I was like, looking at his face, I was like, hey, now I know you. You're Mike Donovan from V. And he's like, can I just hug you? He got up from his seat and hugged me.
Nice.
He said, this is a woman who knows her 80 stuff. And
oh,
I said,
yeah.
I watched V since I was 7 years old.
Oh, my God. I don't remember how serious I took that show, okay? I mean, I was a kid when the show was on. I took it seriously. When I look at it now, I laugh my ass off because of the fact Diana's hair kept getting bigger and bigger every episode of me.
No, mainly Mark Zinger asked me a question. He's like, do you know the quote from me from the V series? I said, can you run? Do I have a choice? He's like, yep, she's a V fan. And I told him this. I said, when are they going to bring V back? I am dying to see that series again. And he says, well, just to let you know, Sci-Fi is going to re-air V all the way through, plus the TV series, and they're going to do a remake. I was like, I heard about that remake. It's going to suck. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, don't knock it till you try it. He signed my Sureleaf book for free.
Wow. Oh, nice.
And me and my friends, we had a picture of him. He said he wanted to get a picture of both of us. Because he liked my Star Trek uniform shirt plus my daggone Hurricane Gyro.
Nice.
Yeah. Just mainly just to blame it all out there. I'm sorry, Mark, but Mark is a Power Ranger fan.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Mark Singer is a Power Ranger fan. He told me that up front.
Nice.
That?
Cool. I'm going to use it against him. Kidding. Yeah, well, anyway, I'll tell you this. I've got a pretty good memory of the short-lived 80s shows, okay? Now, one theme I wish I could have gotten on here is a show you guys probably know. I've become what's called a Manimal Fanimal because I went to that Manimal 30th anniversary panel at Dragon Con, and it just flooded all the memories right back into me. But then there was along came this one, too, which I remember. But now just listen carefully, because the first maybe 20 seconds, you're going to think this is out of the 40s, but it's not.
Those misfits of science, ha, ha. Those wild and crazy scientific guys, I love them. Yeah, those misfits.
Oh, Tom.
Can you say that sounds like the 80s?
Yep.
I'll stop it there for now, but that was the Misfits of Science, and a future friend was in that show. You know which future friend it was?
Who? Oh.
Courtney Cox.
Damn, I was about to say Courtney Cox.
You mean Courtney Cox Arquette?
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
She was the
telekinetic in the Misfits of Science.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She played the telekinetic.
Well,
wow. Cool.
I know a retro that's very short-lived. Mainly,
okay.
it's a rip-off of Ultraman. Superhuman Samurai.
Actually,
never heard of that one.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad wasn't a ripoff of Ultraman. It was actually its own Japanese show called Joku. No, not Joku. It was just called Gridman, and it followed the same story basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I have to be honest. This is only my true opinion. I really didn't like the show because of Joey Lawrence's brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, Matthew called. He wanted to say hi to you.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, here's a funny little thing for you, okay? You know I've been talking about Manimal. How do you connect Manimal to the 1980 Flash Gordon movie?
Oh, wow.
MJ Jones?
Nope. Uh-uh. The woman who played Dale Arden, Melody Anderson, she played Brooke McKenzie in Manimal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she's the connection between Flash Gordon and Manimal.
Oh, my God. You Shirley, you just reminded me. I have the Flash Gordon DVD.
I have
and
the
I have
Queen
the Manimal
soundtrack.
DVD.
I have the Queen soundtrack to Flash Gordon.
I have the Flash Gordon soundtrack on my MP3 player from 1 to 10. I have all the soundtracks.
Way before my time.
I'll tell you this much. That movie may have flopped, but the soundtrack is one of the best ever.
Defender of the universe.
Allison, I have to tell you, mainly Encore, I just found out, Encore is airing all the Halloween stuff, and they put Flash Gordon in the mix. I'm telling you.
What does Flash Gordon do? What does Flash Gordon got to do with Halloween?
Because of the costumes.
You got Ming the Merciless. You got
You got Ming the Merciless. You got Princess Aura.
Yep.
Don't forget the Hawkman costume. The Birdman.
Yeah, the
guy.
Hawkman, and also that other guy. I forgot that other guy. He wore that gold mask that looked like Skeletor. I forgot his name.
Who are you talking about? But I can't think of the name either.
Oh, I got a show that spans, that can technically be classified as retro, even though the regenerations have spanned over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Doctor Who.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yep. Still going.
This
year.
This
50 years old.
50th anniversary, so...
Right, so mm-hmm. You could technically classify Doctor Who as retro.
Yeah.
The earlier series as retro.
Right.
I agree.
And I have to be honest, guys, I think Allison might agree with me, and I forgot I left this out, and then Shirley brought it up the last time. There is one retro cartoon show that we all grew up on, mainly they're both done by different animators, but they still are classics. The Ghostbusters and the Real Ghostbusters.
There you go.
I liked the one that was based more on the movie than the one with the stupid gorilla.
You had the Real Ghostbusters. I'm the Filmation Ghostbusters fan.
Well, mainly everybody has different tastes in cartoons.
Right.
Here's another one for you guys.
That stupid gorilla.
Hold on, Dan. Hold on. Go ahead, Toku.
Here's another one that I want to see if anyone remembers. Does anyone remember from the Jungle story, the Jungle Book? The Kermit character of Baloo?
Tailspin. Is
Bingo.
That it?
Oh,
yep.
I love Tailspin. With Baloo and...
Baloo the pilot and...
Did I see something? May I?
Yes, please.
You guys forgot one big one. Fraggle Rock.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Fraggle Rock, there was... How many other shows?
There were so many we grew up with. Muppet Babies?
Looney Tunes show. You guys forgot them?
Boy,
the Looney Tunes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tom and Jerry too.
Oh yeah.
And I have got to make mention of this. Super Friends.
Oh yes.
Science at Tiny Toons, that is true.
Yeah. And also I remembered one that I grew up on.
Okay.
it was, I grew up on, trying to think of the shows, Magic School Bus.
Yep. Oh, gosh, the Magic School Bus.
Bananas in Pajamas.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Blue's Clues, the original Blue's Clues, and Barry the
yep,
Blue House.
Yep, that, and what other
oh,
one?
Oh, Cheyenne got a new
one.
Cheyenne
is
a good one. Gummy Bears.
I grew up on a productive show, but it was like a doll that came to life or something.
A doll that came to life? A doll that came to life.
Smart.
Give me more specifics. I think I might know.
I'm trying to think of what it is.
I got it.
It was on, I believe it was on Nick.
I got it.
What is it?
The Big Comfy Couch.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, the Big Comfy Couch.
And
yep, that's it.
Gullible Island. Oh, God. I remember. Me and my sister were out. My dad ended up getting us the movies. And
oh.
My dad was getting so pissed when my sister watched it. Because we
yeah.
would watch it constantly
mm-hmm.
as a kid.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Me. Eureka's Castle.
Eureka's
yeah.
Castle. I remember that
oh,
one, too.
Yeah. Eureka's Castle I grew up on, too. The rerun.
Guys, I just found...
Yeah.
A huge list of old school cartoons from something called the USA Cartoon Express.
Oh,
oh
my
God!
Lord. I grew up with that one.
Okay, I'm gonna go through this list. It's decently long, but I want to see
yeah.
how many people remember some of these. Are you guys ready?
Okay,
I'm
yeah,
ready.
Sure,
too.
Yeah. Go for it.
We're going to start with The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know that's on
Battle of the Planets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Gotcha Man.
Science Boo Ninja Team Gotcha Man.
And the Galloping Ghost.
I remember
repeat
that.
That.
Yeah.
Repeat that one.
Boofers and the Galloping Ghost.
Never
yeah.
heard of it.
The dog. The Galloping Ghost helped those two with the Dude Ranch. I remember that one.
Never heard of it.
I did. I remember.
I have.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yes.
Yes.
I
yes.
heard that. I remember that very briefly.
I'm putting the link where I found this in the chat room so you guys can follow along with me. Cox.
Oh, John just did Square One TV. I remember that one.
Toku, send that link to my on Facebook because you know I'm not on a computer.
Same here.
That's
please
fine.
Do.
Okay, yeah.
We've got Dennis the Menace.
Yes!
Oh,
my God, yes.
Let's go a little further down this list. I put the full list in the chat room. I'll give you guys it later, okay? Dino Saucers.
Yes, I remember Dino Saucers.
Yes.
That might have been a little bit before my time.
G.I. Joe.
Yes, classic.
How's this for a classic? 1978, Janna of the Jungle.
Oh, God,
I
remember Janna of the Jungle.
Clue Club.
Yep, Clue Club was part of it.
Clue Club was a part of it. Guys, I'm still going through this list. I'm not hitting every single one of them, so mind you that.
Right.
Okay? He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Remember that.
Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah.
That one.
Here's one that I don't think many people remember, but Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling.
Rock and Wrestling. I remember
that. Oh, my God.
I remember that show. I remember that one in the 80s. I remember.
Yeah, I remember that show, too.
Gorilla.
Oh, you cannot forget Megilla.
Megilla Gorilla, yes. Hanna-Barbera, huge classic.
Yep.
That's another one I haven't seen in a long
Pac-Man.
Time.
Yes, Pac-Man.
Yep, I remember Pac-Man was part of it.
Snorks.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I remember Space Stars.
I remember Snorks because I have a memory associated with that. When I was in preschool, I have dislocated my hip pretty badly, so bad I was in traction for like a week. And every morning they'd wake me up to do traction. And right after I was done with the traction, I'd put on the TV on Channel 31 at the time and turn on Snorks.
Oh, my gosh. I remember Snorks.
I remember
oh, that used
Space
to be my
Stars.
Show.
I remember Space Stars.
Oh, there you go.
Smurfs was also on there for a while, but it's not listed, sadly.
Yes, yeah. I remember Smurfs. Oh,
Grape Ape.
Wait, yes.
I watched Smurfs on VHS because my grandfather, my no-no, actually recorded them.
Right.
Woody Woodpecker.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, I see two right off the bat. Wheelie and the Chopper Bunch. I definitely remember that one.
Funky Phantom.
Oh, man. I hope they got Punky Brewster on a list.
I see Young Samson and Goliath. I definitely remember that one.
Oh, my God. Toby, did you just say Voltron?
I remember Voltron was on USA for a little while.
Yep. Oh, my God. I got the whole series on DVD.
And then the real Ghostbusters, of course. We've already mentioned them, but they were on that, too.
Jim and the Holograms is in it.
Yep.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah, this, for those that don't know, this is old school stuff. Basically, USA used to have a lot of cartoons. As far forward, I can remember cartoons on USA till about 1996. And the last cartoon I regularly watched on the USA Network was Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I remember that. I
watched a few shows on USA, but when I was little, so I don't even remember what they were.
Oh, Toku, since you're talking about the USA Network cartoons, besides Mortal Kombat, they also aired Street Fighter.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, they
did.
Because I remember the Chun-Li episode.
Mm-hmm.
I actually remember there was a retro movie that was out around that same time. And I've got an interesting story behind it. Does anyone else besides for me remember the Double Dragon video games?
Yes!
There was a cartoon on it, too.
Yes, there was, but I'm talking about the live-action movie. There was a live-action movie released.
Yeah,
there was a live-action movie of Double Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you remember the series as it happened, at one point... There was a scene in the movie where they had all those big burly motherfuckers that were there.
Yeah.
And one of the brothers, the Lee brothers, were fighting the big burly motherfuckers. I remember I was hanging with my cousin at the time. And at this time, I wasn't used to swearing or anything. So, you know, imagine that, a Toku who didn't swear.
I'm shocked.
Wow.
I'm not even going to touch that one.
Well,
I'm shocked.
In those days, it happened. And this, I was watching this movie, and at one scene, they're fighting, and I'm like, just kick him in the ass. And he goes down between the dude's legs, sweep kicks him in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
my gosh.
Theory, right? That's called the whatever works theory.
Yep.
Noku, I have a story for you. I have a story for you that you might laugh about. Mainly back in the day, I couldn't swear. I said my first swear word when I was watching the live-action Ghostbusters movie. And
Which one? The scene where the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Yeah, it was a scene where Ray was like, I'm trying to think. Rock! No, it can't be. What is it? It can't be. What did you do, Ray? Oh, shit. And my dad was like, what did you say? I was like, uh-oh. He came upstairs just racing, going like, don't you ever say that word again. Oh, he told my mom, and I got seriously in trouble for that one.
How long were you grounded?
Shoot, mainly with my mom's like, even though you swear, I'm going to let you slide, but don't let it ever come out your mouth. But mainly back in school, everybody was saying it because we were so a big fan of the Ghostbusters. Mainly I was the one that let it off.
But yeah, guys, I do remember when I was a kid, my mom and dad didn't like swearing, you know? But when I went to my aunt's house, she didn't give a shit. As long as you fucking didn't swear at her, she didn't care.
Right.
That's good.
So I guess that's where my dirty language started.
I got mine from my grandmother and my daggone father. So, but I got the angriness from my mother whenever someone really gets on my nerves. So yeah.
Oh but, yeah, I know we're kind of running out of time here, but I posted something in the group earlier. And you know, I feel like this came up just right. Had to do with like the 15 TV characters from the past that the internet would have gone nuts over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I'll comment on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the worst one they would be offended by was the skimpiness of Catherine Bach's Daisy Duke shorts.
Probably.
And even back in the day, they made her wear flesh-colored stockings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to be honest with you. Daisy Duke, the two characters, Daisy Dukes from Dukes of Hazzard and mainly Linda Carter from Wonder Woman. Mainly, those are the two best hot chicks.
Yeah. And Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers, played her. She basically paved the way for little girls to say, hey, I can get into the military. I can get in the Air Force, you know?
Yep.
Anybody remember watching?
I'm surprised me she wasn't on the list. That'd be, you know, it was the truth. Wilma Deering basically was like a tough woman, which was rare back in those days.
That's definitely true.
Anybody remember watching The Monkees?
Yes.
Oh.
That's on antenna TV again, so I can catch it.
It's on MeTV. They air it only on the weekends.
Yeah.
It was so sad when Davy Jones passed away last year with a heart attack.
Yeah.
My goodness, Miss Peter Tork. I'm trying to think of the four monkeys because one of the monkeys voiced
Mickey Dolenz. He was a he and a
he,
he
voiced
voice
Todd Devlin
work.
And
Devlin. Mm-hmm. Right.
So guys, we're down to like say 7 minutes. So I'm just giving Yeah, about 7 minutes, so I'm going to just give you a little heads up here.
Okay.
But to end this episode, I want to bring up a point that we brought up earlier, and I kind of want to ask this again, but only with TNG.
Okay.
Favorite TNG episode, you guys?
Like I said, mine is at Encounter at Farpoint.
Elementary Dear Data. In which Data is Sherlock Holmes.
I'm going to say any episode that had Q in it.
Oh, I take that back. That was one of my favorites, too. I liked the episode, I forget which one it was, where they took away the Continuum took away Q's powers and plopped him nude on the bridge of the Enterprise.
Oh, God.
Conundrum.
Red Alert. But that wasn't my favorite part out of that episode. Data is taking Q around the ship, and they go to 10 forward, and Guinan looks at him, and Data's trying to explain to the Guinan that Q has lost his powers, blah blah blah. She comes up with this nasty looking beak fork, wham, right on the back of Q's hand. Oh, why did you do that? And she looked at Q and said, my, my, how the mighty have fallen. The only reason she did that is because Q was responsible for directing the Borg to destroy towards her planet, to destroy her planet.
That's not proven by canon.
Yeah, but
you can't verify that, but it is proven by how she acts that she's had past dealings with Q. We don't know exactly where Ellurian's home planet was, so can't say
for
sure.
This was Guinan that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what, she's an Ellurian.
Right.
And as we know, the Borg are based in the Delta Quadrant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get this out. My other favorite episode from TNG is the one that really made me cry is when they killed Trish.
Tasha Yar.
Yeah, when they killed off Tasha Yar.
Yeah. You want to hear a funny aside from that?
My favorite episodes of TNG ever were the two-part episode Best of Both Worlds, because it shows the innovation of the Enterprise crew and the ability to come out of any danger.
Yep.
Yeah, I admit that. I love when they went into the holodeck.
Man, I remember one episode when they changed Captain Picard into a Borg.
That's the Both Worlds.
And then finally they remade him back into a human.
Mm-hmm. That's Best of Both Worlds, Part 1 and 2.
Wow. That just irked me. That episode irked me to death.
No, you know what we... Hold on. What Johnny's saying in the chat room, you know what we need to spam Heather's wall with?
What? Spam sauce. Ah. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Something like that. I don't know.
But anyway, we're down to, like, if I'm doing my math right, we're down to about 2 minutes left. And
yep,
we're going
right.
to do one final question for everyone.
I'm the Johnny.
If you had to choose one retro TV show to call your favorite, what would it be?
Oh,
Wonder
damn,
Woman.
There's too many out there that I like.
Wonder Woman.
Same with me, but if I had to choose one, I'd take Manimal.
This is me. Wonder Woman, my favorite.
Knight Rider.
Okay.
Mainly so I could have an intelligent conversation with Kit.
Johnny?
I always love the dinosaurs. Like not the mama. Hits with a pan.
Allison?
Again?
I have too many favorites. I can't just one.
If I have to choose, it would be Star Trek.
Wow.
Anyway, we're down to less than 30 seconds, so you know how we end this. It's myurals.com/AMC Press at AMC Press Live. And, Janet?
Take us home, James.
Okay,
have a nice night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Allison, Frodo, Chris,
we'll
Janet,
tomorrow.
Shirley, B-Money, Byron, Amanda,
tomorrow.
And Heather. Uncensored and original, Rant Rock is about to blow. AMC, AMC Press.
Good night, guys.
Night, y'all.
Bye-bye.